Our lesson today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 47. And Joseph came and told Pharaoh, "My father and my brothers and their flocks and their herds and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And from among his brothers he took five men and stood them before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What are your deeds?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds of the flock, both we and our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to sojourn in the land, for there is no pasture for the flock which belongs to thy servants. For the famine is heavy in the land of Canaan. And now we pray, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Thy father and thy brothers have come to thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. Settle thy father and thy brothers in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if thou know of any forceful men among them, then set them as princes over the livestock that belong to me." And Joseph brought Jacob his father and stood him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of thy life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojournings are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojournings." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. Amen. Reading further from Arcana Celestia, portion of number 1463. To sojourn means to be instructed. Sojourning in migration, or proceeding from place to place, is in heaven nothing but changes of state. Therefore, whenever traveling, sojourning, and passing from place to place occur in the Word, nothing else is suggested to the angels than that such change of state as exists with them. There are changes of state of both the thought and the affections. Changes of the state of the thought are knowledges, and in the world of spirits, these changes are presented by means of instructions. Amen. In our story today, we heard about Pharaoh looking to have people come into his land. Now, Pharaoh is the ruler of Egypt, and as the ruler of Egypt, he has many great flocks. You can imagine Pharaoh having lots of different industries that he's in charge of. Brick making, construction, farming, irrigation, artistry. One thing that Pharaoh's in charge of is flocks. Lots of herds of goats and sheep and other animals. But there's something you should know about Pharaoh and the Egyptians. They don't like taking care of sheep and goats. They do not think being a shepherd is an honorable job. They look down on shepherds and fear them. You might wonder, who would fear a shepherd? Well, one of the reasons why we wonder about who would fear a shepherd is because we know the Lord is our shepherd. And as our shepherd, he takes care of us. But in the ancient world, shepherds were powerful men. They were the kind of man who could go out into the wilderness and defend their flock from lions or bears or from thieves and robbers. Shepherds were powerful men. And if you were the enemy of a shepherd is a dangerous man. So inviting in a wealthy and successful tribe of shepherds into his kingdom is a scary thing for Pharaoh. So why does he do it? Because he loves and respects Joseph. You may remember that Joseph came to Pharaoh as a slave, but by interpreting his dreams, Pharaoh raised him up and made him in charge of all of the land. So Pharaoh loves and honors Joseph. So when Joseph comes to Pharaoh and says, "My brothers wish to be shepherds in your land," Pharaoh says, "Yes, In fact, give them the best land in all of Egypt, the land of Goshen. Now, we might have people like Joseph and his brothers in our lives. There might be people visiting us who are looking for a place to stay. Maybe someone new to the Kempton area. Maybe someone new to church or school. Maybe someone new to your family. When someone's new to your family, to your church, or to your area, how do you greet them? Well, there are two kinds of people that could be new. There are strangers, who you should be wary of, people who don't seem to have any real purpose to be there, who might be a little bit sketchy, who don't really have a job, or just passing through. You should be wary of them. But the other kind of person is called a sojourner. And this is what Joseph and his brothers were. They're sojourners. A sojourner is someone who is coming and looking to stay. And not just looking to stay, looking to learn from you, looking to join in. Think about a new kid in your class. They don't know anything about chapel or recitations. They don't know where the workbooks are kept. They don't know that Thursday is library day. They don't know any of these things. But if they're a sojourner, they want to know. They might look at you, since you've been here a while, and say, "What do I do on Thursday morning? Why are all these kids have books? What are they doing?" They're a sojourner. They're looking to be instructed. They're looking to join in, to become part of the class. And the Lord is telling us that sojourners should be welcomed in. We should welcome in those who are looking to join. If you're an older brother or sister and your parents have a new baby, you should welcome them in. The baby doesn't know anything, needs to be taught all the things that you take for granted. You can help and instruct that baby. Or if someone's new to the church, they might not know that A means anthem or where an anthem is in the hymn book. You can lean over and show them quietly. You can welcome them in as part of our church. The Lord instructs us to welcome in sojourners, those who are looking to be instructed. Now, the end of the story, Pharaoh asks Jacob a question. And he asks, and listen to how Jacob responds, because Jacob turns the question around a little bit. Pharaoh asks, "How many are the days of the years of thy life? How many days and years have you lived?" And Jacob responds by calling himself a sojourner. "The days of the years of my sojournings are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life." Why does Jacob call his life few and evil? And why does he say that he's been sojourning his entire life? Amen.